Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, is this a station that does second date updates?
It is.
Sure is.
Who's this?
Yeah, hi, this is Shelby. I wanted to reach out to you because I'm needing a little help. I'm wanting a second update. Not a second update.
Oh, we get it, yeah. That's okay.
I'm a little nervous, sorry.
That's all right.
It's about a guy that I met in class at UD, and we're partnered for a project and just hit it off like right from the beginning. So we went on a date to Milano's, which was so much fun.
Check, check.
Oh, yeah, love Milano's.
Oh, my God, we had the best time, and he's so cute. I thought we really hit it off, but he hasn't returned any of my calls or texts. Although just yesterday he texted me, it's not happening. So I don't know what that, I don't want to know what that means. That's why I'm calling you guys. He now avoids me in class and I can't figure out why. It was my friends that told me to call you.
Okay.
To do this second date update.
Who is he?
His name is Nick.
Nick.
Not gonna lie, Shelby, it doesn't sound good, but we can try to call Nick, can't we?
I know. I'm thinking it's an accidental text. Like, who writes? It's not happening.
Well, they tend to answer us, you know, most of the time.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a hold of them. Give us about 10 minutes, okay, Shelby?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
All right. So, Shelby, you guys said you met in class at UD and then you had your first date over at Milano's, right?
Yeah.
And you can't get a hold of them other than that one pretty negative text?
Yeah, that was pretty bad, right? It's not happening. I keep telling myself, well, it must be like, you know, sometimes you send a text to one person, you meant it for someone else.
I think that I just read that's how Justin Timberlake broke up with Britney.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
By text?
It's over. That's what he said. So it could happen, you know.
Ouch. But we hit it off.
Well, let us find out, okay?
Okay.
I know you're a little nervous, but...
Aww. It'll be all right, Shelby. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, hi. Who is this?
Go Flyers, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. University of Dayton Flyers, right?
So you're
right.
Talking to an alumni over here.
Yeah.
It sounds like that you're not heading to class, are you?
No, what's going on?
Okay, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the station that's right across from campus.
Oh my God. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
I think he's aware of what we do around this time every day, don't you think?
I think he does, too. Why don't you tell him, Woody?
I listen to y'all all the time. Nancy, I think I met you at Country Concert, remember?
Yes, because you had a big UD flyer painted on your back. So, yes, I do remember that.
Was it painted or tattooed?
I think it looked like it was a little sunburn mixed in with there. So, hello again, Nick. Nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you again as well.
Well, Nick, the reason we're actually calling is because second date update. You're familiar, right?
Oh, yeah. I listened to it a couple of times, yeah.
Do you know Shelby?
Oh, yeah.
She's in your class?
Yeah, I know Shelby.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went out on a date to Milano's recently.
Yeah.
Well, she called us and wants to go out on another date with you.
Yeah, she can understand where you went.
Wait. So Shelby called you? Shelby called K99?
Yeah.
She did.
She's not a country music listener. I didn't think that she would even know that you guys existed. No offense.
Well, we kind of were suspect about that a little bit, weren't we?
Why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Oh, so yeah. I mean, that's kind of I imagine the reason why she called. So we went out on a date. You know, that clicked really well in class, and it was going really well on the day. We were doing your usual small talk, and then of course we got to music eventually. And I, being the big country K99 listener that I am, mentioned that I really only listen to country music, like the old stuff, the new stuff, all of it.
Good.
And
good on you, Nick.
That's our guy.
Yeah, yeah. But then she fires back with the classic, oh, I actually hate, I listen to everything but country music, especially Taylor Swift. And there, you know, old school Taylor Swift has a little bit of country too. It has a little bit of twang in there. But she only listens to the new stuff, you know? Like, she's talking about, like, all the new albums, the new Eras tour. She's really excited about that movie. And all the time she's just putting down country music, absolutely tearing it down. Just like, oh, I listen to everything but country music. Your music's so bad. I only listen to this music. And so
That isn't what I said.
You know how this works, Nick.
Yeah, get her, Nick.
I'm not even gonna lie. I totally forgot about this part where she's still here. Hey, Shelby.
Hi, Nick. I really like you, and
I wasn't putting down
country music for other people. I don't
you
like
said
it.
You hated country music for like a half an hour, like the entire time we were waiting for our food, and then after it got there, it was just about how much you hated country music.
Girl, you hate country?
I think it's like kind of ironic, Nancy, how she hates country music but calls us to help her out.
Well, but to be fair, she didn't know. She said her friends told her to call.
I guess that's true.
But you hate country?
No. What's wrong with you?
I do hate country, but I don't hate you. I'll be a big fan.
How the hell do you expect us to help you when you hate country music?
You're super nice, Shelby, but it's that. Country music's a big part of my life, and if you hate that, that's hating a big part of me. You know what I mean?
Aw.
I don't hate you. I think it's fantastic that you like country music.
Listen to this. Backtrack.
What's gonna happen when I go to a country music concert and I want to bring you and you just think, oh no, I guess I'll go. Sure, maybe, possibly. And I know for a fact that you're hating me the entire time.
Go with your friends.
I don't think. Look, you're super sweet, Shelby. I don't think it's gonna work out.
I just think these are two different people that just don't have this common interests.
I just feel like that's such a small thing, but okay.
Oh, no, honey, interests are a big thing.
Oh, yeah. You kind of have to get along with the other person.
I think you can get along with someone who has different interests. I mean, variety is the spice of life, but okay.
Well, it's one thing if you don't like bananas and he does, but this is like a fiber of who you are.
Every time you get in the car, every time you clean the house, the music plays. Yeah. In the background.
I mean, if he's singing a Jelly Roll song to you and you're hating it.
She's like, who's Jelly Roll?
I know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
I didn't figure.
I'm sorry I said country's crap.
So you did say it.
I did.
Ah!
I did. I'm a New Yorker. Not in my blood.
Well, I mean, I guess you're entitled to that opinion, but...
Doesn't
mean Nick has to like it.
You know, but
No, of course not. I just like Nick. Yeah.
But, well, it sounds like you're two really great people, and we would like... Well, we have to do this.
Yep. What we do here on Second Date, Nick, you know this, Shelby. We offer to send you guys back out on a second date where we pick up the transportation. We'll send them out in the limo, won't we? The company limo.
We could play Taylor Swift.
No, well, we don't have tickets for that, but we have tickets to a country concert, and you're out already.
Right.
So... Listen to her.
She's like,
at least she's admitting it.
She's like, I'm going nowhere here.
Maybe it's for the best if we don't go out again.
Probably, because we were going to say you both have to say yes. And I'm glad this could end friendly-ish.
Yeah, because you guys still have to see each other at school and everything. Right. So, you know.
Yeah.
You don't avoid me. I'm still a nice person. I just have different tastes than you.
Yeah, I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't think you're going to be my person.
That makes sense. But we can work together in our lab. So that's something.
Nancy, this might be like the best non-second date ever.
This is the first friend second date.
Oh, usually they're yelling at each other at this point.
All right. Okay, you two. We'll go Flyers and...
Good luck.
Maybe you'll try us out sometime, Shelby.
If Nick introduces me again to some new music, maybe I'll change my ways.
I'll show you in class. I'll show you a couple of good songs.
Okay, cool.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.